Grassroots campaign on pace to repeal driver's licenses for illegal aliens in Massachusetts. By John Binder on August 18, 2022. A grassroots campaign to repeal a Massachusetts law giving driver's licenses to illegal aliens is on pace for victory. In May, Governor Charlie Baker, R., vetoed the legislation that allows eligible illegal aliens to obtain driver's licenses in Massachusetts. Democrats, with majorities in the state legislature, overrode Baker's veto, putting the legislation on track to become law in 2023. The Grassroots Fair and Secure Massachusetts campaign kicked off last month, with the help of Angela Mom Maureen Maloney, to put the law on the state's November ballot so that voters can decide on the matter. Maloney's son, Matthew Denise, was killed in 2011 by an illegal alien. This week, the Boston Herald reports that Fair and Secure Massachusetts now has more than 45,000 certified signatures, more than the number needed to put the issue on the ballot. I can confirm that Fair and Secure MA has obtained over 45,000 certified signatures for the referendum, and we still have thousands of petition signatures waiting to be certified, Maloney told the Boston Herald. There has been a tremendous amount of public support for the repeal of the driver's licenses for illegal immigrants law, Maloney said. A spokesperson for Massachusetts Secretary of State William Galvin, D., said, "Each page will need to be reviewed for disqualifying marks and all signatures must be tallied by county and that no more than one-fourth of needed signatures can come from one county. Fair and Secure Massachusetts must wrap up gathering signatures by August 24th. The Open Borders Lobby, with the help of elected Democrats, has made providing driver's licenses to illegal aliens a fixture of their agenda to eliminate privileges meant for American citizens and legal immigrants. Driver's licenses for illegal aliens are vital for the Open Borders Lobby because often when illegal aliens are pulled over by local and state police, driving without a driver's license is the first criminal charge that can put them in Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, custody for arrest and deportation. Today, nearly 300,000 illegal aliens reside in Massachusetts." John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.